On October 5, 1941, President Heber J. Grant tells a story regarding forgiveness.
I'll tell you one item of my life. A man was cut off of the church for adultery, and he asked to be restored. And John Taylor wrote a letter to the people that had cut the man off, and he said, I want every man to vote his own conviction, and don't vote to make it unanimous unless it is unanimous. And it was half and half. And later come again, and it was a majority for being baptized. And finally, all of the men that was in the trial voted to let him be baptized except me. And John Taylor sent for me and told me I was the only man that prevented this person from being baptized. And he said, how will you feel when you meet the Lord if this man is permitted to come up and say he repented although his sins were scarlet, and you refuse to have him baptized? I said, I looked the Lord square in the eye, and I'll tell him any man that can lie and destroy the virtue of a girl and then lie and claim that she was maligning him and blackmailing him will never come back in this church with my vote. You said to vote your convictions, and I vote them, and I stay with them unless you want me to change. He says, stay with them, my boy. Stay with them. Don't you change. I walked to my home only one block. I picked up the Doctrine and Covenants. I was reading it prayerfully and humbly and marking passages. And instead of opening it to bookmark, it opened to the passage, I, the Lord, will forgive whomsoever I will forgive. But of you it is to require to forgive all men. I shut up the book and rushed back to the president, and I said, I give my consent. And Brother Taylor had a habit, when something pleased him, of shaking himself in his seat and laughing. And he shook himself and laughed and said, my gracious Heber, this is remarkable what has happened. And I told him. He said, Heber, when you left here a few minutes ago, did you feel like you'd like to just knock the life out of that man? I said, I certainly did. How do you feel now? Well, really and truly, Brother Taylor, I hope the poor old sinner can be forgiven. He said, you feel a whole lot better, don't you? I said, I certainly do. I put that clause in that labor for you, in that letter for you. You've learned a lesson as a young man, just become an apostle. And you've learned a good lesson, that this gospel is one of forgiveness of sin, of awful sin, if there's true repentance. And it brings peace when you forgive the sinner. It brings peace when you love the man that you hated, provided that the man is turned and doing right. You have learned a lesson in your youth, never forget it.